1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Well, I just want to let everyone know that the precautions are being taken seriously at one particular SEC institution, and that would be the University of Georgia. So I want to read you guys from the University Health Center Student Affairs at University of Georgia, COVID-19 considerations.
Is this for the entire student body or just the athletic department?
Entire student body, but the athletic, football players are part of the student body.
Is this on all University of Georgia campuses? Because they have, like, more than just, Athens?
Are they like Wisconsin where they have their system out
there? They actually have an extension in Costa Rica.
Really?
What? They do.
We could have went down and learned a little bit more.
They have us a time.
Yeah.
They have, what is it? Total acreage of University of Georgia counties in all their universities is 41,539 acres of territory.
How big is Yellowstone?
Well, I don't think it's that big, but
right.
That's big.
That's huge. That's a lot of square acreage.
Yeah. Well, and maybe these, as they call them, COVID-19 considerations.
Okay.
So if I go to the University of Georgia in Athens, mm-hmm. and I'm on vacation in Costa Rica, can I take my student ID, go on campus there in Costa Rica, and check a book out of their library?
Wouldn't that be the advantage of having a huge system like that?
Yeah.
And if you can't, I'd want some kind of money back.
And am I afforded all the accommodations in Costa Rica that I would be at Athens?
Like, get your meal ticket punched?
Yeah, I'm a little hungry. Let's go get some lunch. I got two holes left in my lunch ticket.
Monteverde, yeah. Costa Rica. They have a campus.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, University of Georgia has sent a letter to the student body.
Yeah, just to let them know, okay? A couple bullet points. Number one, well, it's not numbered. First bullet point. You are your safest sex partner. Practice solo sex limit the number of sexual partners.
This is where they open up with this?
So, if you want...
I'm just reading verbatim here.
If you want to get lunch here at University of Georgia in Costa Rica, you're going to have to follow...
They are considerations. They are not rules.
Mm.
Just considerations, okay?
Just say it.
Keep people safe here.
Okay.
Okay, so that's number one.
Wait, say that again. I am my safest sex partner.
You are your safest sex partner.
All right.
Practice solo sex or limit the number of sexual partners you have.
Solo sexual. Federal agents have...
You're trying to cut me off? All right, we're had enough of this.
No. Nobody's getting
these
cut
are,
off.
Look, these are... This is from the university. All right, number two, wash your hands and objects with warm water for 20 seconds before and after sexual activity.
What?
Okay. All right. I don't disagree with any of these so far. I just think it's funny that they're putting this out to the students. Okay.
These are big brains who sat and thought about this.
Yeah.
To combat these scourges.
They have regents and presidents and deans and
coronavirus,
yeah.
Directors, right. Yeah.
Now, while these words are scientifically proper, I feel uncomfortable saying them on the radio. The virus has been found in things that come out of things of people with COVID-19.
Is there a whale named after one of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We do not know if COVID-19 can be spread through...
Gnar?
Yeah, it comes out. It's in lives in Gnar.
Blue?
Yeah.
Sometimes people also the name of someone on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's more of a position.
To be a rank.
Rank. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rank.
Commander?
This is a good one. Consider wearing a face mask during sex.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be safe.
Oh, they've put out quite a booklet here.
Heavy breathing and panting can further spread the virus.
Sure.
Wearing a mask can reduce the risk.
Well, it is a respiratory thing.
But don't wear those nader, what are they called? Gaiters. Because it only shreds your spittle and puts everybody around you in more danger.
I just like how it starts with, hey, If you can avoid having sex, do that. But then the final bullet point from the University of Georgia.
It should start out, hey, bro. That's how it should start.
Don't talk like that at the University of Georgia.
Hey, y'all.
Sure. Now, y'all.
And the final bullet point from the
University
of Georgia.
Do they refer to them
as
students or bulldogs? Furthermore, bulldogs.
Dogs with a D-A-W-G-S.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yes. Dogs.
Avoid kissing and be creative with sexual positions that reduce close face-to-face contact.
Then we'll really call you dogs.
That's dog with the
D-A-W-G-G-Y style.
Go dogs!
Dog, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So there you go.
Well, there
are your University of Georgia considerations.
Well, thank you, University of Georgia. Yeah. Campuses all over the world.